This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, we're back at it today. Had a fun day yesterday. I'll tell you a little bit about it. Hanging out with the UNC Hoops people. That was cool. Rockies lose again. 10-5. Now 14-23. Are they going to drop to 10 games under 500? Game today at 110. So we got a short show for you. Thoughts on the Avs win from the other night, since we didn't get to talk about it. Also, college football playoff expansion. It's all the rage. Kevin Lytle will join us, talk a little bit about that, what it means for the Pac-12. All that and more. The whole show starts now. To be back with you, man.
It is good. We got a few calls saying, oh, we miss Brady.
Oh, that's nice. Nice. Was that you just calling here and recording it?
No, there were a few listeners like, we miss Brady judging Micah's incredible puns.
I don't want to hear you say puns anymore. Let's do away from just saying that. If you want to make a pun, fine. That's stupid. But let's just stop saying, I'm going to make puns. Let's just let's go away with that.
That was a private text between you
literally
me,
just said it on
and
the
everybody
air.
Else.
You just
that
said
works
it on
here.
The air. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I'm out tomorrow, but we got special guests filling in. The dude down the hall and Mike dancing with himself. They joined us last week for the movie review. They're going to be doing Bull Durham tomorrow. Michael, did you see it yet? Did you watch it? Did you get done? You got assignments here.
Maybe.
You got to do it tonight, man. There's no excuse. The Rockies, I know you didn't watch the Rockies game last night, and the Avs don't play until Saturday. I'm sure Star Trek's on a break for their new season of Vortex 9, so you have time where you could actually watch the movie and decide whether you're going to start it, bench it, or cut it. So they're going to need you tomorrow, man. Step up for the fellas.
I benched myself last night during the Rockies game. Thought maybe a one-hour nap would be good, and it turned into a three-hour nap.
Okay, great. The Avalanche are rolling. Have not lost yet in these playoffs. Swept the Kings up 2-0 against the Wild. And that was a crazy game. I mean, right off the bat, we get two goals in a row within 6 seconds of each other, which was the second shortest span in between goals in the playoffs. So that was a wild game. Gabriel Landeskog, Nathan MacKinnon doing Nathan MacKinnon things. My goodness. And the power play. The power play has been pretty good. They've scored three times on the power play against the Wild in this series so far. They've only played two games. So what are the chances the Avs get this thing done in Minnesota? Win tomorrow night or win Saturday night and take game four and make short work of the Wild. Wow. It could happen. I mean, the Wild, that's a good hockey team. It wasn't as crazy of a game. Scott Wedgwood was unbelievable on Tuesday night, and I thought that game was huge. Being able to win that game and then have Minnesota stew on that for a while before taking this series back to Minnesota on Saturday night. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. We did have a Rockies game last night. I got to say, I mean, this... I know schools were canceling and everything yesterday, and that was interesting. But the grounds crew at Coors Field did a phenomenal job, because you're not just worried about the snow; you're worried about what it's going to do to the field conditions. Warren Schaefer, Michael, was talking. The media was asking Warren Schaefer just about the grounds crew. They were getting a lot of props yesterday, and obviously so, getting the field prepped and ready to go for that game last night between the Rockies and the Mets. Here's Warren Schaefer.
Considering snowstorm, what we had 8 hours ago, 10 hours ago, 5 hours ago, the job that Raz and his crew have done. Can you comment?
I mean, unbelievable. I just came out here. This is the first time I've been out here in like 5 hours. And I can't believe it. I can't believe there's not one drop of snow out there. The track's not even wet. It's insane. It's insane. It's good, good for them. I mean, Raz is best in the biz, man.
This field is maybe the best in baseball.
It's really good. Yeah, there's a lot of good fields out there. But this, I mean, considering the elements that you have to deal with here, Raz does a great job.
You could tell Warren Schaefer was kind of done with that. Yeah, this is what the best fields in baseball. I mean, they're fields. They're all fields, Mike. But the grounds crew get a lot of props. The Rockies, not so much. They drop it to 10-5 to the Mets. They will lose the series after sweeping the Mets a while ago. And Michael, the Dirty 30, not looking great right now. I mean, 14-23. If they don't win today, then we are 10 games under 500. I was really hoping to quickly get to the halfway mark as we started the month of May, but it's already May 7th, and we have yet to make a dent in the month. I was hoping to get to the 20s this month, Mike. Still need six just to get to 20. You go a long way winning this game at home before they jump out on the road and take on they're going to Philadelphia, right? Take on the Phillies next.
Born and raised. So, I seem to remember someone complaining at me when I said it's only April. The Rockies are good in April.
I wasn't complaining at you. You're not right when you say the Rockies are good in April. They're not. They haven't been good in April in 3 years, so you're just wrong.
Yeah, history, they are good.
That doesn't
in
matter.
April.
Great. You know, the Broncos are known for winning back-to-back Super Bowls. Yeah, in the 90s. One time, that's like saying that.
One time isn't like the history of the look at the month of April.
So if I say,
Rockies,
okay, the Broncos are known for not making the playoffs.
You can say that about a lot of teams.
In the past 15 years. Yeah, it's recency stuff, man. It doesn't matter what happened 5 years ago. The Rockies haven't been good in April. So that's what I was saying to you. I wasn't complaining at you. You were just wrong. You're saying, hey, the Rockies are good in April. No, when you're losing 100 games in three years in a row, you don't really have a month. You don't have a month. So there's still positives surrounding the Rockies, but starting to need more of those. I mean, they were 14-17 after beating Cincinnati 13-2. They have now lost six straight. Would have liked to get that one last night, but you know, Lorenzen was asked, you know, if he puts the loss on him, and he's like, he looked flabbergasted by that. He gave up 7 earned runs, allowed 11 hits, and he was like, what? That's not on me. I mean, what kind of leadership is this? Christian Brown leadership or what? Man, that story's going crazy. I mean, we talked about it on Tuesday with Christian Brown talking to the Denver Post saying, you know, he's the leader of this team. Stop going to bat for him, please. Stop saying, well, you know, it's being taken out of context. How? He said, without being prompted, he said he's the leader of this team. How can that be taken out of context? Christian Brown, so I had people firing back at me because I said, if Christian Brown's the leader of this team, we have bigger issues with the Nuggets than we first thought. And you better believe when they have their press conference tomorrow, Josh Kroenke, the law offices of Tenzer and Wallace, and David Adelman will be speaking to the media. I believe Derbs and Mike will play some of that for you tomorrow. You better believe someone should ask, what are your thoughts on Christian Brown saying he's the leader of this team? He's not the leader of this team. I had people fire back at me and say, you know, this has been, no, I think he's getting a lot of flack for this and unnecessary flack. And so I just wrote right back simply, so are you saying Christian Brown, I want to hear it out of your mouth. I want to hear it from you. Are you saying Christian Brown is the leader of this team? And they can't say it. So stop defending him if you can't say that you agree with him. It's pretty simple, guys. It wasn't taken out of context. Christian Brown thinks he's the leader of the Denver Nuggets. Joker's the best player. Jamal Murray's the second best player. Aaron Gordon's the third best player. Peyton Watson's probably the fourth best player. Cam Johnson this season was probably the fifth best player for the Nuggets. I would say Tim Hardaway Jr. was probably better than Christian Brown this season. And yet, Brown's saying he's the leader of this team. He's not, like, outspoken either. You know, it's not like this obvious thing of a player saying, like, he has, okay, maybe he's not the best player on the floor on any given night, but he has some kind of it factor. That's not the case. Mike texting, and Brady, don't you like someone taking responsibility? The leader is not doing it. Joker, I've said this before, Joker's more like Nathan MacKinnon. You want him to be the leader. You want Joker to be a vocal leader. He's not going to be. I'm not. I've known that. We've talked about that for years. He's not going to be. Nathan MacKinnon is not going to be captain when Gabriel Landeskog is absent for several years, for several seasons. They didn't do it for a reason. I thought maybe they should, but now, kind of, you know, in hindsight, there wasn't that guy quite like Gabriel Landeskog. So, beginner's luck texting, and Brady, do you start Blackwood in game three on the Avalanche side for a psychological advantage? Avs win, and they can win with anyone in net. With a loss, you can say, we have our Wedgwood resting. Hard to lose. I don't break the momentum. I don't break it. Scott Wedgwood is playing out of this world, and I don't mess with that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I get what you're saying. Play some mind games. Wild tried to play some mind games with grumpy old men's Gustafson, but that didn't turn out so well. I stay the course. Even if Wedgwood has a rough outing Saturday night for some reason, I'm staying the course for a little bit here, and I'm not resetting with Blackwood unless I see maybe two shaky performances or the guy just seems like he's absolutely exhausted. Yes, Michael?
The Wild are going to be a different team this week, this Saturday, because they're getting a couple of good players back.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's going to be different.
It's not going to be a 5-2 win. It's going to be a different game. It's going to be a closer game.
Do you think they sweep?
I don't think
they changed?
Sweep.
Do you think they get one in Minnesota?
I think they're going to get one. I'm struggling between 4-2 and 4-1. I think with getting these players back, it's probably more likely going to be a 4-2.
We'll see. I think they're going to sweep. I think they're going to win both games. I think they're taking both.
I hope so.
I think this is a team that is playing amazing defense. Their stars are starting. The stars didn't really. Their superstars really didn't. You know, they played well against the Kings, but they weren't shining that bright. Now we're starting to see those guys, and Nathan MacKinnon is just in his bag, both defensively and offensively. It's a beautiful thing to see. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I've got, keep this in mind, we're working with Mr. Money, the pawn shop downtown Greeley, and I'm telling you guys, I sell a bunch of stuff there. You know, stuff I'm not using anymore, whatever, and I love working with Mr. Money Greeley. It's awesome. It's easy. We're going to be doing Avalanche playoff trivia today. And since I'm not on tomorrow, Michael, normally we were going to register people and then announce the winner on Friday. I got $50 of cash, like it's $50 Mr. Money cash. So you can use there at Mr. Money, and that goes a long way. Today, if you get the trivia question right, the first one to get it right and call Michael with the correct answer is going to get the $50 in Mr. Money cash. And I'm just going to, we're not even registering people today. It's going to be the first one to get this one right. So Mr. Money in downtown Greeley, dude, they have everything. Tools, toys, video game stuff, video game consoles, musical instruments, TVs, jewelry, everything. Coins. I know coins like silver, buying gold and silver. That's available at Mr. Money too. So I'm going to get you $50 to whoever can get our trivia question correct today. So we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. Just going back to the leadership thing for the Nuggets. I would love it. I would love it if Joker was also the vocal leader. was also the guy that was going to light a fire. I would love to hear him at the podium sometime say, yeah, we need better play from this guy. We need better play from this guy. He's very nice. Even when he said the Serbia thing, you know, hey, I think that if we were all in Serbia, we'd be fired. He knows damn good and well that that does not pertain to him. He's not being fired. He meant everyone else, but he's still doing it in a nice way. If Christian Brown wants to be the leader, give me examples of Christian Brown being a leader. Well, Brady, after every game against Minnesota, he was the guy that was talking about they need to be better and blah, blah, blah. Is that leadership or is that sports cliche? To me, that's sports cliche. We need to be better. We can all say that and not be a leader of the team. We need to be better. I've got to do my part. No. Guys, this was not a good look for Christian Brown or the Nuggets for him to say. This was, and it was a down year for him, too. I know he had the injury, and then he had the secret injury in the playoffs. There couldn't have been a worse time for CB to come out and say that he was the leader of the team. Mike said what he just did is an example of leadership. Saying you're the leader when you're not the leader? Like, to me, that's the opposite. That's like Michael walking around here saying, yeah, I'm the leader of KFKA. I'd be like, hey, so that's leadership because Michael said it? Sorry, Mike, not to throw you under the bus there. But no, you can't just say things like that. You can't just say, I'm the leader of this team. Nobody thinks that. Nobody believes that. And that is also a problem because I don't believe there really is a full-on vocal-type leader on this team right now. You know, I go back to, I was thinking about this the other day, like in Nuggets past. When did the Nuggets, like, they had Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony was great. They were making the playoffs because of him and George Karl. It was awesome. They didn't actually get past the first round and make it to the Western Conference Finals to play the Lakers until who came along? And I know he's in the media a lot for negative reasons, but at the time it was very positive. And that was Mr. Big Shot. That was Chauncey Billups. That's a leader. Maybe not now. Don't ask Portland about that. But at that time, as a player, that was leadership. That was a true leader who did it on the floor, who did it in the media, and no doubt did it during practice. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I got a lot I'm cooking on here today. 24, Michael, not your favorite TV series, 24 playoff teams potentially coming to an NCAA football schedule near you. But what would come with that? What would go away with that? Conference championship games. The Army-Navy game doesn't get its own day. And I have so many thoughts on that. I get the Army-Navy game is special. Does it need an entire day? Does it really need an entire day? I don't think so. I love our military, our men and women in the military. I respect them so much. These people they're cut from a different cloth. They are amazing. And I know that is one small way we can try to honor the men and women of our military is to really highlight that game. But it's still a game. It's still a football game at the end of the day, Michael.
Negative Friday night.
I don't watch college football, I'm sorry, for the Army-Navy game. I don't.
Yeah, that's not the most fun brand of football.
No, and it's an important game, and I get it, but it doesn't need its own day. And that doesn't mean basically skipping an entire weekend of college football because we have to have Army-Navy have its own thing. So that could be not going away, but it also might need to go away. Because if you keep having it during this time, during the new time frame, that would also mean Army and Navy are never going to get to go to the college football playoffs, which is still a possibility. Army was very close. What was that, 2 years ago? They were very close.
And Navy's been ranked before pretty high.
So you need to fix it. Can you not have it during the regular season? Can you not have it during what would be conference championship week? I'm sure we can figure this out. Let's talk about it. There still is one conference that's against the idea of 24. But more and more conferences are starting to go over to the Big Ten side of thinking to expanding it all the way to 24. What does that mean for the group of six, which the Pac-12 is now being lumped into? What does that mean for them going forward. All that and more. Kevin Lytle will join us at the bottom of the hour. We got the clip of the day, a little romance in the air, and a little awkward romance in the air, and the Mike Vrabel, Diana Rossini story. Michael, it doesn't stop.
I guess you could say it hasn't gone away.
It hasn't gone away. We got boat trips while people are pregnant. Yeah, it's weird, bro. Really weird, and I do think it's going to affect his coaching. I am fully into that now. 25 minutes after the hour, it's the Power Hour now, coming up on the whole show. We'll be right back.
What is the Dirty 30?
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing that shit, Andre? Oh, for sure. Yeah. Check me out.
Would you be Dr. Dre or Snoop Dogg?
Word.
Stop.
Yeah.
After the crap you played yesterday during Good Morning NoCo, stop. Stop. Can you
play yesterday during Good Morning NoCo?
I'm going to do a. Is this. I don't even know if this is legal. Could we get like one of those dog collar things around you? And when you're saying stuff that I don't like, I just have to press a button and it just. Shocks you? Could I do that? Is that okay?
What did I play yesterday that you don't like?
Gothic vampire funeral music.
Oh, that one song that's really excellent, but you guys won't admit that it's a good song.
It's not good.
Because it's great.
No, it's vampire.
You guys just don't want to admit
it's what
this.
They play in Twilight when a vampire dies and they go to their funeral. They go to their funeral after a vampire dies and they play whatever it is.
Oh, I could play some Trower Marsh for
I don't
you.
Know what that is, so stop. Mike saying Udonis Haslam was the leader of the Heat and barely touched the court his last couple of years. Okay, let me ask you then. Did Haslam do something that really made him an outspoken type leader? And I think so. We all knew his name. We all knew who he was even after he wasn't that productive on the floor. I mean, I think it's a rough look for Brown, for sure. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris, Army-Navy game is awesome with pomp and circumstance. At least give them their own time frame. No opposing games on schedule. And I'm not opposed to that. Time frame. So a four-hour window.
Friday.
Give them a four-hour window. But we have games in the morning. We have games in the evening. If we want to start early, you could still get one or two games before and one after. Or you could play two or three games. I get the patriotic symbol. I do, and I'm not trying to diminish that. But guys, we can't have college football playoffs going into February. Or I guess it was January 19th this year. We can't do that. So, also, I want to get your thoughts on removing conference championship games. From what I hear, that yields around $250 million. So they'd have to recoup that. But there are estimates with this committee coming out saying if they add basically 12 more games in the college football playoff proposal for 24 teams, it would be an estimate of $300 to $700 million additional in revenue. If that's true, they would easily make up for that and then some with playoff games.
Brady, do you hear that?
No.
That's the sound of all the championship games getting cut.
What does
that
mean?
They just got cut.
You don't care? You don't care? I don't care.
I think that they're going to be cut. I think.
Because why? The NCAA is saying the NFL model is awesome. The NFL model is awesome. Awesome. So we are just going to do what they do.
The FCS model.
We don't need to have the AFC West championship game. It's just records. We don't need to mess around with it. I think that's how we should do it. I think that's what's going to happen. Eastside Chris, apparently there's old pictures of Vrabel and a gal kissing. Damn you, Eastside Chris. Yeah, that story's getting weirder. That story's jacked up, dude. Like, I'm not one of those, like, it's evil. It's evil. But seeing some of the stuff that just came out, where's your heart? Where is your heart? 33 minutes after the hour, Kevin Lytle joining me next from the Coloradoan. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by Mosquito Joe, on for a little less than an hour here, as we have Rockies, Mets, the Rockies and Metropolitans going at it today. We got the pregame show at 12:30 and first pitch at 1:10. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, the Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, we're getting closer and closer to this idea of a 2014 model for the college football playoffs. First off, what do you think of having that many teams? We're at 12 now. There was a lot of discussion around 16. I believe the SEC still wants 16, but more and more conferences are starting to side with the idea of going all the way to 24.
Yeah, from kind of just the football fan side of me, I liked 16 as the number. I thought that's a pretty decent number. 24 maybe is too big in my mind in some ways. I certainly worry at 24. I do worry about the devaluation of regular season games a little bit. If the 24 was going to be a little bit more equitably parsed out across college football, I'd be more on board. I think we all probably know that's not going to happen. But I also we'll watch those games and there'll be a lot of fun ones. So it's probably not exactly where I would put it if they put me in charge, which they have not, just FYI.
Not yet.
For clarifying.
Yeah.
But I guess in this case, I like bigger rather than smaller. Like if you made me pick 4 or 24, I'm going 24.
I'm kind of there with you. There was a part of me that's like, okay, let's get 16. And just see how we feel. And, but instead, we're going to throw it all here. But I'm with you. More is better than less. Now, how do you believe this goes here? Now, the talk of eliminating conference championship games. So then am I to believe it's kind of like the NFL's model, the best record within the conference and tiebreakers and all that would essentially be the champ, and in the Power Four conferences, those guys would obviously get those automatic bids. How are you? I know there's a ton of different information out there, but how are you kind of assessing how this is going to go?
Yeah, I mean, it's the whole cascading effect of things. As these conferences built these mega conferences, you know, I don't even know how many teams are in all these now. It's not what their numbers says it is. You know, Big Ten ain't 10. We've seen this with the weird, situations of this team is tied with this team, who makes the title game, blah, blah, blah. It gets really complicated there. And then within that, you see some of the like, well, you know, is this team actually better off if they don't play in the conference title game? Because then they can't lose it. And so they will get an at-large bid to the playoff. It's gotten really weird. So I think because of the expanded conferences, those kind of started killing conference title games because it's just unmanageable. And so now with kind of the expansion of both the leagues and now the playoffs, I kind of think, ditch the conference title games for some of these unwieldy leagues. But it's, again, it's just all these kind of unintended consequences of this mega expansion that has happened and will continue to happen.
What does this mean for the Pac-12? I'm reading from Ross Dellinger at Yahoo Sports that it would come with an automatic spot for the group of six leagues. Now, you and I have talked about this, and I think we both kind of feel that the Pac-12 is somewhere in between at this point. Not quite a power conference, not quite a G conference, maybe somewhere in between. What do you think that looks like for the Pac-12?
Yeah, I think effectively it doesn't really change much of the path or the plan. You know, in the current setup, you know, you hope the PAC champion will be the, you know, the quote unquote G6 champion and get the spot. I think that's still the case. I guess there probably is an argument that, well, yeah, I think we all know those at-large spots are mostly going to go to, you know, the SEC and the Big Ten pretty much. But in a year like, say, Boise, you know, with Ginty a couple of years ago in a 24 team, you know, maybe they could have earned an at-large even if, you know, or them and another could have earned an at-large to get two G6s in. I think it maybe opens up some situations where that can happen. But broadly, I think for the PAC, doesn't really change anything. Need your champion to be good, need your champion to get that spot, and kind of keep moving forward that way. You know, will the PAC ever get that, you know, power status back? Probably not. But making sure to consistently be in the playoff is a good way to start.
I'm just going to be curious to see what emphasis is stressed in this whole thing. Is it going to be rankings or championship, winning your conference kind of thing? Because we all know the story of Miami and what that looked like. But, you know, I'm reading the top eight ranked teams would receive a first round bye. Is it going to be? Are we going to get to the point where it's just essentially? Let's just look at the top 25 and 1 through 24 gets in. I mean, does that not simplify it? And if we do that, Kevin, you're still going to see great opportunities for a couple of G6 schools to get in because typically there are a couple that are cracking the top 25.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're still going to have the same problem. You know, even if you don't have a conference championship game, you're still going to have times where, whatever, you have 2 8-1 teams in league play and they didn't play each other, so you don't have head-to-head. You know, how do you determine which is the champion? So I think for the playoff, again, who knows, but I would think it would lean more heavily toward whatever metrics they kind of lean on, you know, strength of schedule, blah, 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 all that jazz. Because you don't really, if you're the playoff, you don't really want to be wading into that funkiness of conference, you know, decisions on who's the quote-unquote champion. You know, if one team went 0-3 in non-conference play, the other team went 3-0 against good teams, well, obviously you want the one that was, you know, good in non-conference play, not the one that, you know, just turned it on once league play started. So I think they'll still lean into that. But, yeah, it's going to be really funky. They're going to be, you know, I think we've seen with these iterations of playoff changes, things come up once it's live that we, you know, we didn't really think about. And I think that's going to happen here too of, you know, whatever it is 2 years from now when we're doing the first 2014 playoff come, you know, November, it's going to be like, ooh, we didn't think about that situation.
Yeah. I mean, even like last year with, you know, with the championship game being on January 19th and that was obviously really late and it, you know, the weeks off in between, you know, the week off, obviously, you have conference championships, and then you have another week for Army-Navy, and then the playoffs started. I know there's talk about the Army-Navy game and what to do there, but I mean, and I respect that game. I respect what it stands for, but at the same time, we cannot be having our championship football game on January 19th or 20th. We can't be having it that late.
Yeah, that's far too late, and I think that's one thing pretty much everyone's in agreement on of it, this whole thing drags or goes too long. I believe at least for next year, it's already set and is going to be basically the same, maybe even later. But yeah, I think that's part of, if you're going to expand the playoff, you just can't keep pushing it back. You need to go the opposite way. You need to reel it in closer. Like, I don't think it has to end January 1, but probably January single digit number, I think, is probably a good place to live. You know, for a million different reasons. But yeah, I think they need to figure that one out.
Well, and I don't know, like, I get the Army-Navy, we're wanting to really do like a four-hour window for Army-Navy, and I understand that, but you could still get a morning playoff game. You could stagger two. You could stagger two playoff games at night. Like, there's definitely ways to do it. Army-Navy, we're not, like, all doing a full-on from 6 a.m. to midnight Army-Navy day. Like, I don't understand the thought process there that they need a standalone day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into the political part of this, which, again, somehow, you know, this has become political there. I don't know why. Yeah, I think having it as a showcase. But honestly, if you build it around some of these big games, I think that would make it an even bigger showcase. Like you say, if it's the the entree for the playoff, you know, say they play at 1 p.m. and the first, you know, playoff game after is at 6 p.m., you're probably going to get a lot, you know, even more eyeballs on it. Not that certain for eyeballs, but you'd probably get even more because people would be feeling it's a football day. Whereas, I mean, I know I've had times where it's like, oh my gosh, I forgot that game's even being played because, you know, it's sort of in that weird in between of the regular season's done, but, you know, postseason hasn't fully got going yet. So yeah, I don't feel the need to set that aside. I think you could even highlight it.
Man, it's wild, Kevin. I mean, we've got this discussion. This has been ongoing for a while, but then college basketball. I mean, those were more like rumored, you know, things that were going to happen, that we were going to expand the tournament. We were going to add more teams to it. And then, bam, it just sounds like that's probably going to happen. The 5-for-5 thing, everything, man. It's just there are 14 million different changes going on in the NCAA, and it's moving for once. It's pretty damn rapidly.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how these things, like you say, it seemed like it was kind of slow and plodding, and now it seems to be moving fast. It's kind of crazy. It's a wild world right now.
Yeah. Well, and like we said, to circle back at the beginning of this, all these changes, all that stuff, it doesn't really mess with CSU at this time, good or bad. It's pretty much the same path is still there to get into the college football playoffs for Colorado State. Maybe a little better if you're adding 24, I guess, because you could get in the rankings.
Yeah, I think there's a small hint of better of like, hey, if you have whatever, let's say Colorado State has an amazing year and wins the PAC, and you know, whatever, Tulane did what they did and has an amazing year. You know, maybe, you know, with 24, there is a path to get a second one in there. But broadly, yeah, for CSU, Boise State, San Diego State, all those teams, just go win your conference and that puts you in the best position you can be in.
Kevin, what are you working on, man, in the next couple of days? It's kind of a weird time of year, but I know you're always churning something out there at the Colorado one.
Yeah, it is an interesting time of year. I mean, we have that playoff expansion. The NCAA tournament looks like this basketball NCAA tournament is expanding as well. So look at that. I don't love that, but I also don't think it ruins the tournament. Just a lot of these kind of technical things going on right now and trying to figure out what the impact will be for, you know, specifically Colorado State moving forward.
I love it, man. Nobody better when it comes to coverage of Colorado State. And we're pretty, from now on, we'll say nobody better when it comes to coverage of the Pac-12, my friend. So well
that's
done.
Coming fast.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right, my man. Well, we'll look to catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brady.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And 49 minutes after the hour. He said, Chris, that was an excellent point about including Army-Navy game into a full day of football. Yeah, I think it makes it better. But if you're an Army-Navy fan, you don't want that game to be guaranteed that time of year, because that would mean what, Michael? You're never going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'd rather... You think Army...
It should be the week before. It should be their last game of the season.
Scheduled game. What's the harm in doing that? I mean, come on. 49 minutes after the hour. Michael, we have Avalanche trivia. Avalanche playoff trivia. Get the number ready. 970-353-1310. That's coming up next. Winner gets $50 worth of Mr. Money cash at Mr. Money in downtown Greeley. I'm going to be asking that question coming up next. Bring your A game, Hooligans. I don't want to be disappointed in you. We'll be right back.
What is the Dirty 30?
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFK.
We're doing a special feature for the rest of the playoff run for the Avalanche, which we hope it's going to take us into June, Michael. Deep, deep June. And the Avs so far so good. Mr. Money Greeley. Check him out online at MrMoneyGreeley.com. They've got everything, dude. Video games, television, firearms, gold, silver, Blu-ray, DVD, video games, car audio, jewelry, watches, tools, sporting goods, music, guitars. I mean, they have everything. And I have $50 of Mr. Money Cash right here, Michael. Look at that. Cold, hard, not real cash, but Mr. Money Cash. And it works the same at Mr. Money in downtown Greeley. But you got to answer this. You have to be the, we want to be the first one, Mike? Is that what we want to do? Or like the sixth caller?
The first person to answer it? I think it should be the first person to answer it.
First person to answer it. Call us. Okay.
That's what it should be. If you're like,
answer it correctly.
Oh, congratulations, you got the answer right, but you're not number six.
Okay, so answer it correctly.
Yes.
So, all right. The First Advantage hotline is 970-353-1310. And you know what? I'm feeling generous. I'm going to throw in a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse, too. How about that?
Yeah, the winner is not Micah Kilpatrick.
$50 worth of cash to use at Mr. Money Greeley, downtown Greeley, and a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse. So here it is. And this is an easy one today.
Why can't I be eligible?
You got to get this one right. What year did the Avalanche win their first Stanley Cup? That's all I want to know. That's how easy it is to win a $50 gift certificate to Mr. Money Greeley, $50 in cash for Mr. Money, and a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse. Call right now. What year did the Avs win their first Stanley Cup? It gets harder as we go, but we're hooking you up today. I'm feeling good. It's my Friday today. 970-353-1310. What year did the Avalanche win their first Stanley Cup? We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.